Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Do You Think I'm Kidding with Gina Gold
and Flynn May.
So, Megan, I love that new poll you did. Like, you took a poll and you did, like, a petition?
Yeah. Yes, to bring a Starbucks to West Oak.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a social justice issue.
Yes.
And it was something that I just felt like somebody had to take a stand.
Somebody I'm had so to glad do you something. Stepped up.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it really made a difference. I think that, you know, it's going to be good for the economy in terms of, like, bringing bums jobs. There's going to be just, you know, more pride in West Oakland. You know, you're going to see, like, West Oakland is up and coming. There's a Starbucks. And once there's a Starbucks, then it's just a matter of time before more.
Anything's possible after that. Anything's possible after that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's only the beginning.
Exactly. So it's Starbucks equals hope.
And Black people like coffee, too.
And right? They like hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
And shake.
So true. Oh, my God. You are so insightful. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's like hope and change. It's like Obama coffee latte, like the whole, it's like a concept, like the whole, I just wanted to bring like a whole kind of like brown kind of coffee, like the economy, just all of it into just one thing, and that's what Starbucks represents.
Oh my God, that's just so amazing. I love that. That's awesome. They need that kind of activism around here.
Thank you.
And you know, what did I thought I saw your name in the news about something about like the, recycling program, something going on with that. Didn't they end that around here?
Yes.
It was such an eyesore.
It really was. So my friend Flynn, right? Well, she's not really my friend. She doesn't like me that much, but we work together. And she was saying that she didn't think it was okay that I was supporting the recycling plant closing down. Because, you know, people have a right to recycle their cans and get money. But I said, Flynn, it's in a residential neighborhood. You're subjecting the people who live there to, you know, just the rattling of cans going through your trash at 2 a.m. Has that happened to you?
A bicycling plant doesn't belong in a residential neighborhood.
Thank you. Thank you.
No bicycling. Seriously.
Absolutely. No,
take it somewhere else. NIMBY.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you agree because I felt like Flynn was almost accusing me of like being insensitive. That's what it felt like. And I'm like on the front lines of social justice.
You so are.
Oh my God. Like all that I have done. Do you remember when you and I did that project, that art project? We were on the beach where we basically took, you know, resin and poured it all over the trash and created art.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because we were basically, that's recycling. Like, we took the trash and poured resin on it and made it into something beautiful.
Well, you know what we're going to be doing next week, since you brought that up, just to let the people know.
Yeah.
We're going to be putting sand into jars.
That is brilliant.
Like, we're just going to put, like, sand in some jars. Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That is such a great way to, like, take a, you know, like, so if you have an old mayonnaise jar or just...
And there's all this sand, you know?
Oh, my, that is so brilliant. Like, and think of all the jars that you have just around the house. Like, you have your peanut butter jar. And
mustard jars. I know, right? I've got, like, extra cold cream, like, containers and stuff, too. Like, some of my beauty products. This is like a perfectly good jar. Like, just put some sand in there. You know, you could give it to like homeless people and really make a difference. Really make a difference. So I'm just honored to be your friend, sister. I love all the things you're doing.
Thank you. And I want, you know, the reason...
It's not about left or right. It's not.
Oh, my God. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. And that's what I wanted to bring to the people. It's like, this is why I wanted to collaborate with you. Because... I'm hearing all of this left versus right, and then right versus left, and I'm like, can we just meet somewhere in the middle?
Yes.
So what is it that when you write with your left hand and your right hand?
I think it's amphibious. Like, yeah, you can, like, use both hands, something like that, yeah.
So if we can start an amphibious movement where we're saying we're not right, we're not left, we're all coming together, we're one. You can have racists with non-racists, yes. Right? There's no reason why we can't all be in the same room.
Why can't KKK and black people just get along?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
We could do this.
We can totally do this. So I want to start with going back to the statue. What was that guy, General Lee?
Robert Lee. I think it's like Sarah Lee, you know, like the bakery. And like, I think she was from the South. It was like, wasn't it like her dad?
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. So then something about that statue and the Confederate flag, right? And so they wanted to, the white nationalists wanted to keep that statue. Right? And then other people wanted to
take
it down.
But it was hurtful to others, though. It was kind of hurtful.
And I understand that. But somewhere in the middle. So remember, you're not right. You're not left. You're amphibious. So if I'm thinking in an amphibious way.
You're thinking right. Black and white is gray.
Exactly.
Left and right in the middle.
Exactly. So what would I do if I was in the middle? Would I tear down the statue? No, I might add to the statue, right?
Oh.
So there's General Lee, right? And he's on his horse or whatever. And then why not add...
I'm not going to talk about the animal rights issues with the horse, but go on.
No, well, and the horse just... But that's a positive thing as well, because it's like you're throwing in all kinds of things. So it's just like the appreciation of nature. You've got General Lee, and then now you want to add in something black. So why not Beyonce? Beyonce and General Lee.
Is Beyonce still black?
Didn't she do like Lemonade or something, that video? And like, and then wasn't she like doing some sort of black power thing on the NFL?
Oh, okay.
So I think she represents, and she, I think black people, to black people, she represents, you know, what it would be like if, to feel really like at your very best.
Right,
as
exactly.
A black person,
right? Exactly.
So I think that really, she represents like black people at their best. So to take Beyonce, General Lee, put them together, create a new statue, the two of them on a horse, riding
through these issues. We can ride through. We can ride the wave. We can push through this. You know, you're such an inspiration, Megan.
Thank you.
You really are.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. So I'm thinking, you know, we started small on a small scale with this petition for the Starbucks. Now I want to go big. And I want to just reach out to the American public. And I want to say, let's erect a statue of General Lee and Beyonce on a horse, just riding it out, riding through the issues.
At every Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Like, what if they did it? Like, what if they spread this out and, like...
Brilliant.
At every Starbucks.
I love that. And then this way, it's like everyone can be represented. It doesn't have to be like, oh, get rid of the KKK, right?
Well,
it's like,
yeah.
Right? You're merging. Like, right. You're merging it together with Black Lives Matter. So you're just saying Beyonce, General Lee, we're writing. We're together, writing through the issues, merging.
It's the only way.
I love it.
It's the only way.
I love it. And they can be holding, maybe Beyonce can hold a Confederate flag and General Lee can hold, like, I don't know, is there a black flag?
Maybe she could do, like, some Confederate, like, lingerie. Like,
maybe, oh, my God.
Like, you know her outfits? Like, you know how she does, like, her wardrobe?
Yes.
She can work it in.
Brilliant.
You know?
That is, and it's also reclaiming the Confederate flag as well, because it's like you're throwing in all kinds of things. So it's just like the appreciation of nature. You've got General Lee, and then now you want to add in something black. So why not Beyonce? Beyonce and General Lee.
Is Beyonce still black?
And didn't she do like Lemonade or something, that video, and like, and then wasn't she like doing some sort of black power thing on the NFL?
Oh, okay.
So I think she represents, and she, I think black people, to black people, she represents, what it would be like if, to feel really like at your very best.
Right, as exactly. A black person, right? Exactly.
So I think that really, she represents like black people at their best. So to take Beyonce, General Lee, put them together, create a new statue, the two of them on a horse, riding
through these issues. We can ride through. We can ride the wave. We can push through this. You know, you're such an inspiration, Megan.
Thank you.
You really are.
Thank
you. Oh, my God.
Thank you. So I'm thinking, you know, we started small on a small scale with this petition for the Starbucks. Now I want to go big. And I want to just reach out to the American public, and I want to say, let's erect a statue of General Lee and Beyonce on a horse just riding it out, riding through the
issues. At every Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Like, what if they did it? Like, what if they spread this out and, like...
Brilliant.
At every Starbucks.
I love that. And then this way, it's like everyone can be represented. It doesn't have to be like, oh, get rid of the KKK, right?
Ooh,
it's like,
yeah.
Right, you're merging. Like,
right.
You're merging it together with Black Lives Matter. So you're just saying Beyonce, General Lee, we're riding through the issues, merging.
It's the only way.
I love it.
It's the only way.
I love it. And they can be holding, maybe Beyonce can hold a Confederate flag and General Lee can hold, like, I don't know, is there a black flag?
Maybe she could do, like, some Confederate, like, lingerie. Like,
maybe, oh, my God.
Like, you know her
yes.
outfits? Like, you know how she does, like, her wardrobe?
Yes.
She can work it in.
Brilliant.
You know?
That is, and it's also reclaiming the Confederate flag. So for those people who are offended by it, it's like you're reclaiming it, right? You're saying like, okay, I'm making this into something fashionable, right? So just imagine, like you said, a military jacket, right?
Right? Those are back with the shoulder pads.
So can you imagine? You've got your military
You've got
jacket.
General Lee, a military officer.
Yes.
You've
yes.
got the Confederate lingerie underneath
it.
With
I
a little Madonna kind
it.
Of flair.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And then, so Beyonce's wearing that, and they're riding through the issues. Everyone's going to start wearing it. It brings people together. I don't know why people don't think of this.
You know, it takes a visionary like you, though. That's what it takes.
Thank you.
You know, because really, honestly... what about if they had a new drink at Starbucks too? You know, like they always say black coffee, and I always think that sounds a little racist, don't you? Like black. Like, how about just like a Negro chino? You know, like, don't you think that would be a little more like?
Yes, it would be way more social justice. That's true. And also, I mean, I think a lot of black people want to be called African-American.
African-Americana. Right. You know, you are just giving me so much life right now. I mean, I can taste it right now. I love an African-Americana like right now. Yes. Oh, gosh. Well... What else? What else is going on with you?
Okay, just a little bit more about Starbucks. This is the last thing that I want to quote. This is a social justice issue as well. And you brought this up earlier. It's that they don't get your name right at Starbucks. I want to change that.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh. Oh, I can't get their names right, especially at that new West Oakland store you just opened. Like Shaneliqua or somebody took my order. I'm like so glad my name is Becky. You know, I hopefully she could spell Becky because I know I couldn't spell her name. But yes, the whole thing with name spelling at Starbucks is just getting out of hand.
And I just, I want to be on the forefront of change.
Becky X, bitch. Becky X. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely. By any means necessary.
Yes.
And that's the attitude that we have to have about getting that statue of Beyonce and General Lee erected immediately.
Yes.
Right? And then there's other issues that I think that we can tackle as well. So it's like, so we all know about the, you know, the NFL and the standing on the knee.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, some people don't want to do that. Like some people feel like, you know, that's not okay.
Should we link hands? Should we not come out yet?
Right.
Should we
right.
stand? Should we sit?
Is like... it disrespectful to kneel? Well, again, you're thinking black versus white, left versus right. You're not thinking amphibious. So
right.
What would you do if you were thinking amphibiously?
Kneeling seems to be a problem.
Right.
Taking a knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I have on my Gucci loafers, I'm not kneeling. You know.
Oh my God!
So,
thank you.
Right.
Hey, thank you. And what about your pants?
I know.
When it hits the ground, right? So it's not practical.
What about squatting?
Squat.
Take a squat. Take a squat.
Exactly. This way, what if you're in the middle? What if you're not sure what you should do?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still taking a stand, but it's not a stand and it's not a kneel.
Right.
It's a squat and you're working your core.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right. So
Pilates.
Yes.
Pilates with a cause.
Exactly.
Pilates for the people. Pilates for the people. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I think people just need to know when they're doing something for somebody else, they just want to know that they're getting something for themselves.
Right.
As well.
That's
right?
What giving
Everybody
is.
Wants.
That's what giving is. Is to get something back at the end of the day.
So what if you knew that every time that you did a squat, that you were working your core, you would be more motivated to do that for, why are they doing it for anyway? Is it for black people?
Yeah.
If why?
I think it has something to do with police brutality.
Right. So every time you squat, you're supporting police brutality through your core.
Getting to the core issues.
Yeah, getting, that's it. Oh my God. And that's what we're going to call it. Getting to the
core issues. Oh my God.
Yeah. That's right. Oh my God. I love that.
Such a visionary. Such a visionary.
Social justice Pilates.
Getting to the core issues. It's been lovely talking with you today. Such a good chat.
Oh my God. It's been, I'm just so happy to be working with you. It's just been really hard because I feel like sometimes Flynn isn't like making fun of me or just like not hearing where I'm coming from.
Well, she's going through a hard time right now. You know, there's all these social justice issues and, you know, maybe it's getting
that.
To her. You know?
I understand that. And then also I think there's a lot of jealousy because people are like supporting my cause.
Well, you know, she didn't think of the Starbucks petition. First.
She didn't think of the Starbucks petition. And also I bet you 10 to 1 that she did not even think of General Lee and Beyonce. Like, I can guarantee you that never crossed her mind. I don't think that she thinks amphibiously either.
Well, give her time. She might come around.
You're right. You're
when
right.
You're a revolutionary, it can be really lonely sometimes.
It can be so lonely. I'm so glad I have you.
Oh, my God. Aw. Hey, let's get some sushi and go shopping.
Oh, my God. I love that idea.
All right.
That's such a good idea. We'll have an African-Americano on the way back.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Ta-ta.
Thank you so much for listening. You have been tuning in to Do You Think I'm Kidding? A podcast with Gina Gold
and Flynn May. Do You Think I'm Kidding? Is produced by Gina Gold and Flynn May. Our engineer is Catherine Ray Mondo. And our editor is Ray Jean Lebasano.
Mm-hmm. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.